what I'm speaking of now would be a little aluminum, you know, mm-hmm. like one.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what we had at home. What do you call a good dish?
Chine. Now, it's my best.
Yeah.
A good one.
Yeah. Well, after a meal, you get up the table and say, well, now I have to what?
Clear the table, wash the dishes, that's what you mean.
Uh-huh. And get the dishes in the dishpan, and you probably rub them with something. Just cloth of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that cloth?
Dishcloth.
And after you push them around and fit, then what do you do for them?
Well, I put them over in, I have a double sink now, but I haven't always had a sink, of course. So I put them over in another pan when I didn't have it in the double sink. I put them in the double sink now, usually, and, you know, spray them a little with hot water
mm-hmm.
or something, rinse, you know, get the soap, you know, soap off. Then we have a tea towel, or some people say cup towel, a tea towel, you see, to dry,
mm-hmm.
to wipe them dry. Now, some people prefer to let them drain dry after they do a thing. But I'm one of these, I'm always in a hurry, and I wipe them dry.
You like to get them back in the cupboard and
that,
out of sight.
That's just exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way I feel about it, too.
Seems like as long as they're up, they're down on the sink, and all they're in the way. Mm-hmm. They, you know, I want to let them get them up.
Drain. You bake?
Yes.
Bread and pie?
Oh, well, now, I don't really make the homemade light bread. We are cornbread eaters down this way with vegetables, and I make rolls quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we biscuit eaters. Do you eat biscuits and hurry?
I sure do, yeah.
Well, biscuit and cornbread, I make, and I make light rolls, but I've never made light bread to do anything. Just a, you know,
mm-hmm.
loaves. I do make rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But we like cornbread with vegetables. Probably you don't.
Well, I have had it a lot at home, but cornbread is something that we'll have for breakfast.
Have for breakfast?
Yeah.
This goes with vegetables, especially green beans or turnip greens or you know, something on
yeah.
that old
uh-huh.
cornbread. And I make them cornbread muffins. Have the iron muffin rings, you know. I'm really using some cornbread muffins.
Yeah.
Put egg in them, you know, make them out of them,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah, now, you know, I've never had them until I got down here in Kentucky either.
Well,
the only cornbread I ever knew about was kind of baked in a loaf in a pan.
Mm-hmm. And cut out in squares.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You make both kinds?
Well, I have, but hardly ever. I have the stick, you know, ring, and the muffin. We call them rings because that's the, you know, they hold a dozen. The muffins hold a dozen. And the stick, once nobody's here with my husband and myself, we make sticks. They look like little corn sticks, we call them. I show them to you sometimes if you'd like to see how I make my cornbread.
Well, I don't quite get the idea.
Well, it looks like a little corn stick, about that long, you know, a little stick, a little larger than
yeah.
that.
And
a little mold, you see, that you cook them in.
Oh, I see. Then it kind of turns out something like a donut?
Oh, no. No, a little long stick. And the muffin's a little round. You see muffin rings, haven't you?
Well, I don't get the idea yet. Does it have a hole in the middle?
No!
Well, let me see.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'll show you muffin.